Steph, before you start, I would be remiss not to offer my condolences to Corey Cunningham, who was part of the Patriot family, and also AJ Simons, who came here on a 30 visit. We lost both of those young men. It's a reminder of the fragility of life, and we as an organization just want to offer our condolences to the families.
Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you.
I'd ask if anyone has a question to please raise their hand. We'll start off with Mike Rees.
All right, Gerard, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for the statement there. Maybe just start, I'll start with Milton, the quarterback. What can you tell us about the pick and how you sort of envision him fitting in here?
Yeah, we're in the business of trying to get good football players through the door, and Milton happens to be one of them. Obviously, he understands we took a quarterback at three at Drake. One thing that we preach is competition. Everything is about competition and nothing is given. All of it's earned, and that's how we thought about the process.
Next question, Mark Daniels.
Hey, Gerard. On the quarterback position, you guys have five players on the roster right now. Do you envision keeping five players on the roster throughout this offseason, or is this a scenario where you could move someone?
Well, that's yet to be seen. At this current time, we're still on the phone right now, with potential, free agents coming up here soon. So we'll see how all the dominoes kind of play out. But at the same time, you want to have a strong group. You want to have a strong room. And I would say the way it looks now, we have a very strong room.
Next question, Doug Kide.
Hey, Gerard, hope you're doing well. Wanted to ask you about the left tackle position because when we talked to Elliot last week, he said that Chooks would probably be the left tackle if the season started today. And then obviously with the pick you guys made yesterday, that's two guys who'd be moving from right tackle potentially over to left tackle. In, I guess, your research or anything that you guys have done, have you seen, good examples of players being able to make that transition from right tackle to left tackle? Or is it just still, plenty of guys on the roster who could potentially play that position?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. We feel pretty good about the situation on the outside. Obviously, a lot of people, there'll still be movement, as we continue to go through the process. What I will say is all of those guys, they do offer some flexibility to move from right to left. But, at the same time, we got to see when we put the pads on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Question, Phil Perry.
Hey, Gerard, I'm curious about the receivers that you took over the course of the last couple of days. What do those guys bring to your room? Obviously, they're different players, but what made you want to bring those guys in, and how do they change the group that you have now?
Yeah, I'll start with Polk. He's one of those guys that, before we even get to the main responsibility of a receiver as far as get open, catch the ball, and run with it, he's one of those guys that isn't afraid to do the dirty work. And when we talk about the dirty work, obviously we have a good set of backs. But sometimes you need those receivers to come in there and kind of dig out support. And he does that at a very high level. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of Polk. Like, he's one of those guys who, smooth route runner, has good hands, could do a lot of different things, and he's smart. And that's one thing that we covet around here. He's flexible, can play in different spots. And I'm excited to really see him out there. And then really, when you talk about Javon, look, you talk about, run after catch, right? The run after catch, this guy is aggressive. And I would say, Bake is all about, he's all ball. He's all ball, which I can appreciate. And you can see the passion come through when you watch him on film. So two guys that, obviously have different skill sets, but at the same time will help our team going forward.
Thanks, Rod.
Thanks, Phil.
Next question, Chris Mason.
Hey, Gerard. Just with Joe Milton, he's obviously a big, really athletic guy. Do you see him strictly as a quarterback, or could you guys be using him in some other places too?
We'll have to see how that kind of plays out once we put the pads on, but we drafted him as a quarterback.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question, Karen Garigian.
Hey, Gerard.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good, thank you. Only one defensive player out of eight picks. Didn't you have a say?
I had to take off my defensive hat and put on my head coaching hat. And, we had more holes on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, you guys knew that. Defensively, we feel pretty good about the players that we have, and we feel good about, you know, some of those players taking a leap here in their second and third year. So we were pretty comfortable about that. At the same time, we'll continue to add pieces as we go through the process.
Will you please tell the collaborative process worked this time out with, you know, from start to finish?
Yeah, I thought it was great. At the very beginning, you know, we gave the coaches an opportunity to look at a group of guys and to grade them. The coaches, you know, they actually wrote reports. So it was a good professional development thing for those guys. And then honestly, I would say overall, the draft room was very cohesive. Everyone was on the same page. There were, you know, tough discussions that had to be made. But at the same time, we all felt pretty good or feel pretty good about the haul that we just brought in.
Thanks, Gerard.
Thanks, Karen.
Next question, Mike Reese.
Hey, Gerard, I'm circling back. I know you answered a lot of questions at night one about Drake. I just want to follow up on one thing. Felt like when you guys went down there for his pro day, I know it was like you mentioned a series of meetings. It seemed like that one was fairly significant just in terms of the volume of people you had down there and the way you met with them. Any color you can fill in on that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, before we even meet with those guys, you know, at their pro days, there's been years of exposure to these guys from our scouting department. And so once you start to consolidate all of that information, you know, for me and for Elliot, you know, we kind of see them at the back end of the evaluation process. But we have people in the room that have been working on these guys for a long time and really understand the character and the development that they had at the college level, hoping that, you know, we can talk about the ceiling. Look, this guy's just getting started and his ceiling is relatively high. So I hate to keep saying the collaborative approach, but that's exactly what it is, where you have an area scout who identifies a talented player, brings him to the table, and then you track that guy until you get to the third pick.
And who was that with Drake, if you're willing to share that area scout, if you know that, off the top?
That's an Elliot
question. Question. You gotcha. Yeah,
no, I appreciate it.
Question, Chris Gaspa.
Hey, Gerard, what's going on?
Chris, funny. Hey, you remember when I got drafted? You came to my hometown?
I do remember that. That doesn't seem that long ago, but that was 16 years ago, man.
That's a long time. Our relationship can drive at this point. 16 years, that's a long time. Give our relationship the license, man.
I like that, man. I just wanted to ask you, Layden Robinson, the pick you guys made there. Do you guys see him with position flexibility? And the reason I ask that question is, I know it's a new regime, but the last couple of years, a lot invested in interior offensive line from Cole Strange, Antonio Mafi, Jake Andrews can play in there. City So can play in there as well. So do you envision him being a guy that can play multiple positions? Or is there something maybe about some of the existing guys you have in the interior offensive line that maybe aren't quite what Alex Van Pelt and the offensive coaching staff are looking for?
You know, I'll kind of answer that question the same way I answered the Milton question, where we're in the business of bringing in good players and breeding competition. So, you know, some of those guys you even spoke about that you guys see as true guards, you know, currently on our roster, those guys have flexibility as well. And so, you know, when it's all said and done, we want to put the best five guys out there and see what happens.
Thanks, Gerard.
Thanks.
And Miles?
Hi, Gerard. Thank you so much for your time. The one defensive player you did get, Marcel Dial, I was wondering if you have a role in mind for him. I know he's spent some time at cornerback, but also at safety. So do you guys know what he's going to do, or you see him as more of a versatile player, kind of like a Miles Bryant type?
Yeah, we see him as a versatile player, you know, a guy that can do it all. And honestly, we were so excited to get him. You know, we were kind of nervous that he was going to come off the board. But his versatility, as you guys know, you know, we covered that and can't wait to see him on the field.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Question, Greg Bedard.
Hey, Gerard. With all these offensive selections, you know, the way the Packers do things is they, you know, draft young guys and they put them in the hands of the coaching staff. This is a lot of offensive players with a lot of guys that you have never worked with. Can you talk about what you've seen out of those guys, your confidence level, and you know, the role that they're going to play in developing these players?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Greg. You know, first and foremost, I would say as we, you know, we brought in 17 new coaches this year. One of the things or one of the criteria that we always make sure, you know, that these guys will check the box with is just able to relate to the players. And I think that's a huge thing, especially with the generation of players we have right now. Now, to your point, Look, a lot of offensive players, a lot of quarterbacks in the room right now at this current time. But at the same time, I would say we have coaches where you can still get that one-to-one type of coaching. And look, we're trying to coach together, but at the same time, you know, Alex Van Pelt was going to run that offense. I have nothing but faith in him and McAdoo and the rest of the guys over there to get it done on the offensive side of the ball.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Question, John Sarian Knights.
John?
Hey, Gerard. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. Well, I can't see you, but I see the J&S.
Hey, I was just going to ask, how was it, you know, with your first, obviously this being your first draft in this role, how was that transition from you going from being a position coach to a head coach? Obviously, it's been a process for you throughout this offseason, but how was it at this point during the draft having a much more involved role in the decision-making in terms of players?
You know, I thought it was great. You know, honestly, even early in my coaching career, you know, Bill used to let the coaches evaluate the players as well, and we would practice writing reports. And I always, you know, I felt some type of way being stuck with the linebacker, so I would try to look at all the defensive positions. And as soon as I, you know, put the head coaching hat on, now you're looking at all the spots, including kickers and punters. It's been nothing but a learning experience for me. We'll see how this crop kind of turns out, but I'm excited about the players that we have, the players that we chose, and we'll see how we can develop those guys.
Thanks, Gerard. Appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate you, John.
Next question, Sophie Weller.
Hi, Gerard.
Hi, Sophie.
How are you? How was your first draft experience?
It was great. A lot of people in the room, a lot of good conversation, and hopefully a lot of good players. Look, you don't know. Right now, everyone feels pretty good, right? And we'll see as we continue to go down this journey what it looks like.
You talked about Jabon Baker as a very aggressive, you know, kind of he goes all ball for that. Considering what kind of happened on the offense last year and how maybe that was kind of missing, was that a part of his game that you guys really wanted to look for in a receiver during this draft?
Yeah, you know, honestly, like we have leaders on the offensive side of the ball. And I would also say some of the additions, you know, KJ, you know, even Kendrick Bourne, those guys provide some leadership in that room. At the same time, we wanted to draft good players. And, you know, you can't help but turn on a UCF game and see that this guy really loves ball, the way he runs, the way he's able to run routes. And he's a good player.
And sorry, just one more, if that's okay. You talked about, you know, this was your first draft. Obviously, you don't know where the players, what they're going to be and all that. But do you feel like just as an assessment, looking back on all seven rounds and all the players you're able to get, are you happy with how this went? And were you able to kind of get the players that were at the top of the board throughout this whole process?
Absolutely. I'm very excited about the players that we selected. Look, once again, we had our holes, you know, we tried to fill those with good players. And then it got to a point where it's like, all right, let's just take the best available player. So it was kind of a mix of philosophy, like let's make sure we get the best player at this spot. And then let's just take the best player off the board. So I thought it was a great process. But once again, you guys will judge us on this one in a couple of years, probably a couple of months, honestly.
We'll take three final questions here, starting with Phil Perry.
You mentioned, Gerard, just a minute ago, you had a lot of people in the room. I'm curious what the benefit of having all those people in there. You know, I think we saw a picture after the Drake May pick. It looked like there were a couple dozen people in there. What's the benefit of having that group in there?
Yeah, the benefit is that we've all had different exposures to that individual. And so even when we bring people in on their 30 visits, they meet with everyone, not just coaches, not just scouts. They meet with Nancy Meyer. They meet with the people in the lunchroom. They meet with, you know, the strength and conditioning coach. And then you try to consolidate all those opinions and really try to figure out who this guy really is. And I thought it was great. And obviously, you know, picking at three, hopefully we never have to pick at three again. People were excited to be in the room and see it come to fruition.
Whether it's that for that pick or another one, though, are that many people chiming in leading up to that moment?
No.
You try to synthesize
not all
that stuff.
Yeah, not at all. Look, you bring in the scout that's watched him over the course of his college career. You want the coordinators in there. They were in there for every single pick. And then sometimes you bring in position coaches who also have a different opinion. But the rest of those guys, they type up their reports. Boom, that's what it is. And we go. So the conversation, once you get to the conversation piece to it, or the, you know, you're five picks away, Now it's like, all right, let's shrink this down and really get to who we want. Let's select who we all see as a good player.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Final question, starting with Andrew Callahan.
Hey, Gerard, it's good to see you. Wanted to ask you about Caden Wallace. We talked to Elliot yesterday, and he cited his athleticism for believing that he could flip over as a college right tackle to left tackle. And I'm curious, because you played with a guy, Matt Light, who was obviously athletic to play left tackle, but just never could make it to the right side. So what else gives you the belief that this guy could make that transition from your time with him?
Yeah, honestly, what, you know, how I got comfortable with him, look, I love the way that he plays. But, you know, after having conversations with Van Pelt and Scotty Peters and that group and Kugler, they were very confident that this guy could play on both sides. And so I have to have confidence that I picked the right people to evaluate or project what this guy can do going forward. I'm not into micromanaging or anything like that. If the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach say, hey, this guy can do X, Y, and Z, all right, I take it in. But at the end of the day, someone has to make that decision, which is me. But I'm also, I already made the decision that we picked some good coaches.
So did they, just so we kind of understand, like, cite any other factors, you know, that you could kind of see aside from the raw testing numbers from Caden to say, yeah, this could work on the other side?
Yeah, it's just the overall athleticism when you watch the game film. You know, it's one thing to run around in your shorts, you know, and show your athleticism. It's another thing when you watch the game film that this guy loves ball and that he can do a multitude of things.
Thanks, Rod.
Appreciate you.
Final question from Chris Gaspar.
Gerard, I was just sort of curious, you know, to go back to Drake, to spin it back to Drake on day one. You have Bob Bicknell on your staff, who, as a tight ends coach, his brother, Jack Bicknell Jr., was the offensive line coach at North Carolina in 2022. Did you tap into that relationship, or how much did you tap into that relationship? Because that's a guy that has firsthand knowledge of Drake when he was really at his best in college.
You know, I personally did not have those conversations, and I can't speak for Elliot and Roe and his staff. I spoke to Mac Brown, and it was a glowing recommendation, and we're very excited, very happy to get him in the building.
Appreciate it. If he's half as good as you were during your career, it's a good pick.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you very much, Gerard. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.